Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We welcome you all to a Roll to Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flerle as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
No wonder she feels confident.
Saba notices that as well as you. There's like a moment.
Do you notice them or you just work it out? Tell me what happens.
So
it's a great role, so you decide.
So, yeah, with one piece of help and seven successes, or however many it was.
Yeah.
Seven. It was seven. Fuck. That's a lot. Janice ignores the lady and instead continues looking at the strange woman with the half-blue eyes.
The strangely confident woman.
The strangely confident woman. And with beautiful soft focus, his eyes begin to observe the sand. This, as you say, is where the winds will have swept sand and spice in, pushed it against the direction where the sand, the storm which has just blown past,
yes,
against a particular edge, the northern side.
Yes.
As the storm came from south to north. That means there should be an angle to the sand in this base. It should form as the lips of this... What's the word I'm looking for?
Like a basin, a bowl.
The basin and bowl of this place should have a kind of lip to it. It should have a particular architecture.
Like a bias.
A bias to the north.
Correct. Yeah. And it does. The Fremen are smart and they're intelligent that way. What they haven't done is they haven't accounted for the little lip on the southern side, which would have divoted out. And that's flat, right?
Yeah.
If there was sand, it would have whipped down and under, pushing it up, but it's flat on that southern side. And so it shouldn't be structured that way.
Mm.
The sand is incorrect.
I think the way that Saba helps is literally just a confirmation that there's no way she's not alone. It's punctuated with a... It's just a noise. It's a vocal noise of discomfort.
And it just backs you up. It gives you confidence that you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it gives us confidence as a group, as momentum, that we're, as a team, cohesive in this decision. And so what you get, Lady Deesha, as the response after the three blinks is the nonverbal communication of enemies everywhere.
You are a formidable house.
Thank you.
We were just... in awe of your organization with the Fremen, looking all around us.
Yes. I'm not so fooled to come out here alone.
Of course not. But I see that we share the vision of what Arrakis could be by using this knowledge, this power. We use it successfully as a house. In the brief time that you have been on Arrakis, you have seen this firsthand. We have only been able to go so far, still... quite successfully. but our efforts have been hampered by the lack of vision from houses around us, seeing the Fremen as nothing but insects.
Obstacles.
Yes.
You see the wisdom of our approach.
Our passions for a efficient, civilized ruling on Arrakis are aligned. However, we would be in need of protection from the Harkonnens. Would we betray them to you? You know of the change, and we know of the change. Should the Harkonnens realize our subterfuge, their might would be swift against us and not you. I require protection for my house and the safeguarding of its future.
When we control Arrakis, your house will be under our protection. You must understand, lady. Until that time, my resources here are limited. I can give you what protections out here on the sands that I can, what resources I have from my time here with the Fremen, but I cannot come into Carthage and defend your house. I cannot hide you from House Harkonnen.
No, of course. But that also does limit the help that we can give you until the Harkonnens are, until Arrakis is rid of them. It is a race, merely. We have information that we deal in. We could extend that information onto you, and what you choose to do with it is your decision. But the safety of my house is paramount.
I am not asking you to endanger all of those dear to you, but you are beset by danger from all sides in any case. Fail the Harkonnens on the expedition.
Your Fremen murder us in the desert.
Risk their wrath. Get caught feeding us information about proof of their spice hoarding, or proof that they have sabotaged their assets in defiance of the law of the change. And you're also in danger.
Lady, the question must be asked. What if we outright refuse your offer? What then?
Then your house will be treated as an enemy when my masters arrive. You will be cut out of the lucrative business of spice as everything moves to Arrakeen and your house becomes an irrelevance. I understand if you cannot make this decision here and now.
I would like to speak further. As I said, our visions for the future are much aligned.
I'm glad to hear it, and I understand, I truly do, that you are caught in a precarious place, navigating between loose stones and a sharp drop.
Such is the nature of power.
Especially here, where the wheel turns. I was authorized to make the offer. I have done so.
My lady must sneeze.
Every time you say it!
The spice does that once it gets up the schnoz.
Shouldn't anyway have the still suit. Should
That's
have
right.
tubes up me
you
nose.
Chews up your nose, yeah. I was authorized to make the offer while I do my work here with the native tribes. And I assure you, the men and women lying in wait beneath the sands here. She gestures lightly and a few emerge from immediately behind her. Sand slewing off them like water as they stand effortlessly around her. Were merely for my protection. I don't mean you any harm.
It would be foolish for you to not have protection.
Especially here.
While I do have you, there is information that can aid us in a deal. When will the change occur?
I do not have that information myself. I receive small instructions from the city when I can. I do not have my finger on the pulse of galactic politics. My apologies. She says, quite wryly, like,
yeah.
What the fuck are you asking me for? I live in the desert, and I don't know.
Well, you've been sent here. When did your mission begin?
I have been here for years, and I have been asked to supplement my duties.
As of when?
A few weeks now.
So plans are already on their way. Still, such a large handover will take some time.
Well, I believe your Governor Raban is rushing to gather as much from the sands as he can. He obviously fears the change is coming not far beyond the corner.
And other eyes watching him, not just ours.
Yes.
Are there other ways to contact you? Obviously, you're hard to find.
She beckons and someone comes forward with like a shrouded carrier. She lifts the cloth just slightly and you hear the squeaking and clicking of a bat. A distrans bat. It will find its way back to us.
How elegant. Thank you.
The tools of the desert are fit for the desert.
Janice, are there any details before we make more formal deals that we have left off the table? And Shadim, Serafina, is there anything you would ask of us?
Only what my masters have already told me to convey. Give us information that can help us weather the change to our advantage, and you will be remembered in our thoughts and deeds when Arrakis belongs to House Atreides.
Chris is stupid. He is not as smart what as his
you,
character.
Where are you going? Oh, here?
Because Chris knows that with 6 points of momentum, the most momentum we can have...
We could make assets.
We could make an asset here. And we probably fucking should.
We definitely should. It's more just what.
Exactly.
Do we get something...
That's exactly the problem. Yeah. Right? That's what I can't think of.
Do we get something down? Do we get a written offer? Or not written, but do we get a proof of this offer or proof of the
Does
Atreides?
Does she turn coat towards us?
I don't think
you can do that,
that
with
would
an
be
Atreides.
Quite hard.
Their whole thing is that they are... Loyal,
yeah.
They but are like, that's like their house trait is like loyalty.
I think just like as a player brainstorming, the best thing we can get out of this is to leverage a better position for our house, right?
Well, what? What are you out here for?
Yeah,
you are out here to map the area.
Yeah,
so you could get a map of the area, like that kind of completes what you've already done, right? She offered like
protection,
troops, desert troops under your control, right? So you could get that as like a well. How about we just lock that part in?
Yeah,
so that's a thing that she's offered that you could ask of her?
Or was even like the opposite. I don't know how you'd frame the asset, but like to stop them attacking us like tomorrow. Because you said that there are like Fremen that would attack us.
It's not tomorrow, but it's
but when we end
on
up
the expedition.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Mm. You could be like a trump card for the expedition where it's like Fremen backup or something.
Yeah.
Right? Which is kind of the same
exactly.
same kind of idea, but it's just phrased slightly differently.
Yeah.
So instead of troops you can move around, they're an asset you can place on the board whenever you need them. So they have slightly different pros and cons.
Yes.
Because they're hidden from your enemies if you use them that way, but they can't be moved to influence the board, as it were. So there's pros and cons of doing it either way. I think with your momentum, you could definitely secure those things out of her.
Mm. Do an asset and get a permanency from it as well.
Yeah, yeah. You could spend 4 momentum to create a permanent asset, then use in the expedition. It's obviously short of an official joining of your houses in purpose, but I think you could probably wrangle a, well, good faith kind
we're
of deal
all,
out of
we're
it.
We're all kind of operating on good faith here at the moment. Like, both sides have something the other wants. There's no need for it to escalate without either of us making a bold move.
Mm.
And the Atreides deal in gaining loyalty of their bannermen. If they have already expressly sought us out, that is a good sign.
Mm.
Like, that's the thing. Atreides don't move against people without cause.
Yeah.
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 Of which we've given them none.
And they are moving towards us, which means as befits their reputation, they're moving to bring us in entirely.
Yeah.
Okay. Using 4 momentum to create an asset in...
And then make it permanent.
And make it permanent. Are we making a map of the area or are we making... We're making these this group of Fremen or this individual are now ours. As an asset.
Yeah, I think that would be stronger.
Yeah, having the group of Fremen.
Cooler.
And especially since the conversation has led to, look, we're both kind of, like, it's definitely not a hard no. Like, it's not a hard yes, but it's a kind of, at the moment, it's a bit of a soft yes. And the main thing is what's stopping it from it being a hard yes is protection.
Yeah.
So if they were to be like, well, okay, here's that as a down payment.
Let's see your worth of protection.
Yeah, that would be
yes. Let's see your skirmished Fremen against a group of Harkonnen soldiers that are just on an expedition. Like, it should be a clear indicator of your commitment to us as willing to defend us. We're not asking you to throw Fremen lives away, but we are asking you to use them to show that we won't be left holding the bag, so to speak. Which you shouldn't do as your Atreides, but you know what I mean? Like, okay.
Come the expedition, my Fremen, we will put ourselves at your disposal. We will assure your safety, come what may. Be it from disloyal Harkonnen, worms, or storms, we will seek to keep you safe.
You have House Ikshana's appreciation. And I look forward to communicating further. But you must understand that this decision will take some going over.
Of course. Thank you for coming all of this way.
It is rather beautiful at night, I must agree.
I don't believe there's any place like it, and I have travelled far.
And you're aiming to stay?
I don't think Arrakis will have me leave. I think it's my home now. Hopefully yours, too.
Oh, we will see each other much more as the days grow long.
She gestures, a little circle with her hand above her shoulder. Another 10 or so Fremen. Not spring from the sand, but surge. And as one, they move to the edge of the basin and clamber over the edges, leaving you alone with your retinue in the starlit altar to contemplate your meeting.
Atreides, change is certainly coming to Arrakis. The question is, will we be in a good position to change with it?
We will see, my lady. We will always see.
Fuck, we have to climb down now.
Well, we're gonna hand wave that. Don't worry about it. There's nothing interesting about you falling off the side of the cliff.
Phil's gonna use all his three threat now.
It's not interesting to have you fall off the cliff.
Somehow the cliff got more treacherous. I don't know.
You read about these horror DMs who are like, you're going through the door, roll. Oh, you trip. Now you take 2d6 damage.
I mean, for kids... Not for
You mean heroes.
Yeah. Heroes. Legend DMs.
Well,
the best of us.
I'm so, like, not in our game of Kids on Bikes, but in a game of Kids on Bikes, I had a constant roll to see if you piss your pants.
Oh, joy.
To be fair, that was at the request of... Like,
you make your way back down the cliff face, following the path you carved out for yourselves on the way up, along with your scouts, and proceed back across the sands arrhythmically, as you had been shown, to the cave where your ornithopters are carefully concealed underneath the rocks. The most keen-eyed among you see your troops scattered about on watch. As you enter your cave, you see that your loyal soldiers, your loyal men and women, have set up a field camp for you next to one of your ornithopters. There are chairs, refreshments, spice coffee, an opportunity to sit and discuss before you turn into your tents that have been set up for you here in the deep desert.
Yes, it was a very small collection of us that went out for this clandestine meeting,
I believe you,
correct?
You brought some of your scouts with you and you left your troops here.
Yes.
So you brought some troops and some scouts with you. The troops have already kind of made a perimeter. They're doing security stuff at Saba's direction, most likely, or following established protocols.
We took two soldiers.
You took a couple of soldiers with
we
you?
We left one behind.
I think, you know, just to keep it a small, trusted group, Disha may consult with Janice and Saba with Damper, an Ixian Damper, just to keep it all hush-hush.
Drusa is sort of like ambling over to you when the damper when the damper hums on, and she sort of looks slightly like, oh,
is
of
it
course.
can it be
of
like
course.
Is it a simple thing of like turning off and on, or
yeah, you can turn it off and on.
In seeing that she's interested in approaching, I will just turn it off. And
oh, well, no, if you have house business, I don't mean to intrude. I was just coming over to it's been fascinating so far, this trip. Wonderful.
What have you learned?
Well, I have made some preliminary readings on the larger expanses of open bled that we have passed over. And I believe I'm making some improvements to my spice blow predictive calculations. There's always some degree of intuition involved, but if I can perfect this, then perhaps it would aid us in being the first to any spice blow.
Wonderful. That is... such good news to hear, Drusa.
Well, my work keeps me occupied.
Yes, well, don't stop that from letting you get a good night's rest.
My lady.
In fact, I imagine that we will probably... No, we should survey the rest of the area before we return to House Ixshana. So you should have your wits about you.
I'll be ready to go at sunrise.
Fantastic.
Thank you, my lady.
Sleep well.
I click it back on.
It hums to life and cuts out the whistling wind that could previously be heard at the mouth of the cave, and an eerie, unnatural silence encases the three of you.
Saba's eyeing off Darusa as they're walking away and just kind of like nods after them, just goes,
Do you trust her?
We shouldn't trust anyone.
Agreed.
But do I think her a large threat? No. You see otherwise?
I will keep an eye, nonetheless.
Has there been any behavior to make you more wary of her?
Not yet. But until recently, I did not think Atreides was involved. I simply do not want to be surprised any further.
Well, Arrakis is a constantly changing place, Saba. One must get comfortable with not knowing sometimes, but prepared to act anyway.
I'm always prepared.
Wonderful. Having said that, Janice, what do we know about Atreides from a business perspective?
My lady, from a business perspective, they are well-known financiers, a major house with a strong, resourced military, a dependable society, a trustworthy culture. Is there anything else from the book that I could steal from our core book that I'm missing there? There's nothing outside of the kind of norm, is there, Phil, that I'm missing?
No. They're well supported in the Landsraad is another one.
Yeah.
They have sort of their own faction in the Landsraad.
Well, they're a major house, right?
Yes. Yeah. Their loyalty and forthrightness has gathered other large houses to them. Yeah. That's probably the only kind of the other kind of notable thing that you would know about them.
They're also quite hot.
They're all quite hot,
they're all
yes.
Quite
that they seems very, to be a genetic
very
thing.
They've been
well cast, so. Yes.
Yeah. I hear the Duke's a certified hottie.
That's just maybe.
Sorry to take your character.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Just agreed, as Janice.
No. Have you had dealings with Atreides before?
I don't suspect we would have, right?
Not as being living on Arrakis under Harkonnens.
Under the Harkonnens, we would know. We would be cut off from them.
Mm.
It would be considered an act of like treachery
to even speak to them.
Yeah,
but we may have. I feel like between Janice and Lady Deesha, there is some degree of knowledge of.
Oh, we'd know.
You know about them, but you've never dealt with them.
Yeah, they are. As I said to Seraphina, Shadim, we are aligned in many ways. They prefer to use a softer touch with dealing with power. This is a caress as opposed to the fist of the Harkonnens. But to underestimate them would be foolish.
To anger the Harkonnens potentially does the same.
They will be inheriting Arrakis for, well, we do not know what the future holds. Although that does remind me, do we know about your prophecy? You told us, right? Or no? I don't know. It is an asset.
About the blood on the
sand. Blood on the sand and the voice. The unknown
voice from the outer world.
If we made it an asset, then I told you. If we didn't, then I didn't. I don't think I did.
I don't
remember.
It was something you did in your private bedroom. I don't remember you explicitly telling them about your predictions.
Disregard. Yeah. They will be in power here on Arrakis. And as a minor house, it will be our responsibility to please them. Having said that, the Harkonnens will have their own expectations of us. We are seated perhaps very nicely in the middle here.
You want to play them both?
I want to play to win, to keep House Ikshana shining throughout the ages. If they both need knowledge, then they both need to come to us, unless there is any differing opinion from my trusted expertise.
My lady, the only thing that concerns me, either which way, is that we may lose stake in this change. If we are to take advantage of either house's disarray arriving or departing this planet, it serves us best to grow during that time rather than to simply please either or both.
And how would you see House Ikshana growing?
The smaller minor houses should fall under us.
Yes.
As we serve the major. Unless we grow, we are still in the same perilous position that we have always been, under the thumb of a major house.
I think it is, well, from our latest dealings, House Kadish will be significantly less ready to act upon us if we can soothe the worries of, well, if we can squash the worries of House Saloria. And the fucking other one.
Yeah, how dare you, Ellen, not remember these really complex names.
Vortellus.
Voltellus?
Vortellus.
Vortellus.
They're a scientific house that we're
like. Oh, they're right here. Tech house, yes.
Jeez, Disha, even I knew that.
Shut I didn't. The fuck up. I am immaculate in my note taking.
It's a good thing too.
I don't like how my character's voice sounds slightly like an elf.
If we can nullify the worries of House Zaloria and House Vortellus, we do prime ourselves to be one of the higher houses in Arrakis. I agree, Janice. If we are serving, then there should be many serving underneath us. It appears that no answer will be clear.
My lady, with respect, it isn't for us to make that decision or to come with an answer.
Oh?
Our role is to serve the house and he who leads the house.
Of course. Yes. We will see how Vadim acts and how Sikshana will continue. I click it off.
The damping cone recedes. The winds of the desert intrude again, along with some dampened murmurs from the men you brought along. Nothing so undisciplined as laughter or carousing. The professional noises of people on alert, on a mission. Anything further for tonight before you turn in?
Not for myself.
Perhaps one spiteful act.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Lady Disha could have seen that as a slight against her, and maybe she will just leave a sappho berry.
Are you implying that my character... Is the aim to imply that my character's an addict?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah. She'll just leave it on your pillow.
Mm.
I'm aware of your indiscretions.
Yeah.
Weaknesses. It's the weaknesses, sense of like, yeah. Oh, you think... You know who pulls my strings. I know what pulls your strings.
Yeah.
Who gives you your sappho?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not nice.
No, that's
none of us are.
Janice will remember that.
You see it pop up in there.
You do.
But also Janice puts it in its inventory.
Absolutely, yeah. Janice. Janice puts
ooh,
it in.
Ooh, a sappho berry.
Janice doesn't get the subtext of it. That's a really nice thing for Disha to do.
Oh, wow.
Janice puts it in his inventory, writes, clicks use, gets the inventory item, sappho juice, clicks use, use the sappho juice.
Wow, did any of you guys get sappho berries in your pillow?
Can I have them?
Yay.
Sappho for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise that's fine for us, I think. Yeah.
The temperature is already climbing and your throat feels parched and your eyes scratchy when a voice wakes you. Lady Disha.
Yes.
I am afraid Orin is gone, as is one of our men.
Who?
Marcellus. We found blood on the sand near the water stores. A few of the smaller, more portable containers are gone, as is his body. We have failed you. I deeply apologize.
Stop.
He must have attacked.
No apologies. We must act. When did you find this?
I came here straight away. He must have struck just after the change of guard.
Which was how long ago?
3 hours, my lady.
Everyone must act now. We cannot stand a slight against our house, and we cannot stand for traitors. Not to mention, if Orin has moved against us, his water is forfeit. We will take back our assets. I need everyone prepared to scout and find him.
From the air, or should we send out a group on foot?
Saba kind of like comes through and says,
a few on foot. I will take a copter. Thopter, fuck. A few on foot. I will take a thopter. You, with me.
Points to two scouts.
We'll have the thopters ready to take to the air in 15 minutes, my lady.
Ready anything else that we may need. And if there can be any securing of this hideout, of which Orin knows about, do so. I think a nice trap would be good.
Does Saba think that they could have covered much? Like, how much ground does he think they could have covered in those sands in 3 hours? Like,
a Fremen?
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot. Cool.
It's their preferred terrain.
In any direction.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, I think, yeah, immediately he's the reason he's asked a few to go quickly on foot to see if there's any indication of even a direction that they've gone immediately. So that's the initial intention, then the thopter to head in that direction to cover ground.
Okay, well, you take your two scouts and you rush to the mouth of the cave. Immediately, the sun barely over the horizon assaults you as you come out of the cave, and it takes a second or two for your eyes to adjust as the sun bounces off the glaring sands. I need you to make a difficulty 5 roll.
Okie dokie. Now, I have a question. Does this fall under constantly watching? You're attempting a skill test to detect danger or hidden enemies.
No. Cool. You're looking for some tracks.
Okie dokie. Well, then I've got my 2d20.
So this is like battle maybe? Or... yeah, it would fall under battle, I think.
Yeah, I think it's battle and duty. Battle and duty.
Betrayed the house.
That we know of.
I've got my drive statement, which is obey my house and all things.
I don't think it's a bluff, but...
awesome.
Might be more of an opportunistic thing than an outright betrayal, but...
so that's just what, my 2d20, and I'll take...
do we still have those two momentum?
Yeah, we do.
Or did this scene...
Oh, yeah, so one of those momentum disappeared at the end
as
of the scene.
Yeah.
As you slept. So you have one momentum and there's 3 threat on the board at the moment.
Well, I will definitely
There's one momentum and 3 threat on the board. Sorry. Yeah.
Definitely use that momentum.
Battle, you say?
Yep.
So I have to hit under 16, and my duty means that because I am using my statement, it means if I roll under 8.
No. So the crits are if you have a specialty in the skill.
That's right. Remind me, what are the statements used for again?
So the statements are for determining whether the action is like in conflict
with your
core ideals.
That's right. If I was using it and it was going against that statement, that's when things happen.
Yeah. So it's something that it's a very kind of pivotal emotional thing that only very, very rarely comes up. It's quite significant if it comes up, if you try and do something against one of your drive statements. So don't expect it to happen very often. But if you can find a speciality, then you can get those crits under your skill level.
No worries. Do you have any threat at the moment?
I have 3 threat.
3 threat. I've only got 3 at the moment. Is it use?
Well, I mean, I think it's worth trying at the very least. I guess my thing is like, can some of our scouts or something?
Ah, wow!
Assist, you
brought 2 scouts out with you.
Yeah, right.
That earns you another die.
That earns you
another die.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, and I could give him another threat, but then that gives Phil 4 threat.
You owe me 2 threat for the next die.
Yes.
It doubles.
You bought 1 with momentum that costs 1, and then the next one costs 2, and the next one costs 3.
Ah, that goes across momentum and threat.
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha. We can go for 4d20 and just hope that I crit on one of them and succeed on everything.
Do you have a specialty for this?
My focus?
Yeah, focus, sorry.
No, they're just fighting. They're focuses fighting focuses. For battle, unfortunately.
Yeah, so you'd need to roll a 1 somewhere in there.
Tracking focuses, it'd probably be closer to observe.
Yeah.
Which is what I have.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it. Let's just see how we go.
A different way.
Ooh, 1, 2, 3, but then I also got a 17 and an 18. Damn, I almost got it. So I got 3 successes because I got a crit.
Oh, and you did get a 1.
Yeah, I got 1, 2, 3 successes and then a 17 and 18, unfortunately.
I'm not sure we'll have a chance to use them, but that does actually earn you an advancement point. If you fail a task of 4 or more difficulty, you get an advancement
point. Hey, nice. That's a nice little silver lining.
The scouts spread out. You scour the sands.
Find them. Anything that we could use.
Sir, there's nothing.
Look harder.
We have. We looked in every direction. The Fremen know these sands, sir. They're gone. We couldn't find anything.
How did he do this under our noses?
We're sorry, sir.
No one was watching him? Fuck.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
At this moment, the ornithopters
begin powering up.
Begin powering up.
Yep. and Janus takes to the sky. Are you coming with?
Yes.
Well, do you have each of your own thopters, right? You're each in command of one?
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty sure I know where he's going.
As you're like chewing out your scouts, as you're like venting your frustration, the humming raises to a pitch behind you and two ornithopters fly over your heads, whipping sand around you to accentuate your fury as they launch into the sky.
Enough. We must act now and see to cut him off.
You're in the sky with us?
Yes.
With me?
I think, are we going in one, or...?
The thopters
went over me.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's okay.
What Phil just described.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
So you each launched off in your thopters. You're obviously on communication, so you can talk to each other as you're doing.
Perhaps we will take one each, then. Surely he will be heading to the water.
Yes, my lady, or the Cinch. Either or, we will find him. I know the Cinch well. You head to the water. It's a fairly easy thing to spot. It has been marked, and the pilot you are with has been there before.
And I would say that I would be later, because it's going to take time, but I would aim to follow Lady Deesha's in the third thopter eventually.
Yep. You dash back inside. Everything is being finally packed up, and the thopter is powering up. As you run in, perhaps launch yourself athletically into the cockpit.
Yells at the other people that are remaining here.
Guard our assets. No one else comes in.
You take to the sky.
And take the two with me.
Lady Deesha, you decide to head to the old abandoned siege of Jakarutu.
Yes. Where the
death still is. So the entrance has been described to you. It's hidden in a small rocky outcropping amongst a largely barren expanse, empty expanse of desert.
I believe we added that as asset.
Yes.
That it was unguarded.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
We did.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's going to be empty.
The whole idea is that it's a secret taboo place.
Mm.
My lady, I see the area. I'm bringing us down.
Do you see any disturbances below?
Not from this height.
Be ready for any aggressive forces that may meet us when we land.
Of course.
As you were.
The ornithopter sweeps low, its wings pushing down against the sand as it comes to a rapid halt against the dunes, a plume from its wings rising. As the cockpit opens, your armed troops land on the sand and quickly secure the area in a professional manner before you step down onto the sand. My lady, the entrance is this way, just beyond these rocks. Would you prefer us to wait? Sabo is on his way.
We cannot waste time. I will proceed.
He leads you scrabbling up some rocks.
Don't make me climb again.
It's a narrow passage, but climbable. It's weaves in between some rocks and some switchbacks. Some loose gravel under your feet gives you a little scare at one point, but it's not enough to risk a tumble down the rock face. But you make a turn, and there, a split in the stones, almost innocuous, leads into the darkness. Your guide, your scout, he lifts a suspensor lamp from his kit. The light blooms to life. Somewhat dim, not to kind of give a beacon as to where you are, and it floats slightly ahead of you into the passage.
Would I be able to use my prana bindu as well to be able to better see in the dark, to auto-adjust my eyes, as it were?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Great.
Sounds about right.
You awesome.
Can dilate your pupils and do that attenuation that happens to us naturally.
Yeah.
I guess
a
Bene Gesserit could do that at will, right?
Yeah.
Just go, oh, I'll just adjust my eyes.
I'll just flip to dark mode.
Yeah, pretty much, right? What's the point of having prana bindu conditioning if you can't do like really simple things like attenuate my eyes quickly? Yeah,
Thank you. Makes sense. Appreciate it. Yes. Yes, I'd like to see if I can
explore deeper. Saba, your ornithopter comes racing in, swooping in to land next to the other ornithopter.
She's already gone in. Fuck! Move quickly.
I make Saba's job so hard.
Yes.
Also, just for people keeping track at home, we have 8 assistants left because we lost a soldier.
Marcus. Oh, yes. Got you. Thanks.
So we have 3 pilots who are all currently working, 3 scouts
yep.
and 2 soldiers.
Cool.
Do we count the physician?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Because I had the two scouts with me on the ground. So then I've got the only scouts, and then I guess soldier each wench in each of your things.
That means we do not have soldiers currently.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Janice, you decided to head towards the siege that you know of?
I did, yeah. I figured that might be where he's gone.
You were shot at last time you went that direction.
Yeah, that's kind of why I thought he might go there.
Yeah. So what's the plan? You're going to try and land nearby, scout from the air?
Scout from the air.
Give me an observation.
Sweet, thank you. Ooh. I feel like this is a duteous action.
Yep.
Mintat.
Difficulty zero, I just want to see what you find.
Yeah, cool.
Mintat.
Well, that is two crits.
Ooh.
So that is four successes.
Because you're using a focus, aren't you?
I am observing.
What's your observation focus?
I didn't call them out, but that's cool. I'd be using duty. I feel like this is a duteous action.
Yep.
Arguably a power action, but I'm using duty and discipline with a focus on observe.
And that means
that's what I'm doing.
Anything under your six
is a crit.
So do we get four momentum from that?
Yeah.
It was a zero.
We do get four momentum.
Yeah.
I will have to spend it to learn things.
Each one has a question. Yeah. So, yeah.
You got four questions.
Cool. Has the Fremen been here?
Recently. No.
Great.
No tracks. Didn't come this way. All right. Not that you can see.
All right. Bye, Felicia. I leave. That's all I need to know.
I'll take the three momentum.
I'll store the three momentum.
Yeah. I mean, that's useful as well to know that he didn't go there.
We can make an asset out of that.
That's easy.
Maybe
done.
An asset, like, not full of murderous Fremen.
No, the siege is full of murderous Fremen, just not the one you're looking for. They didn't just leave.
I don't think that's how asset building works, Alan.
Yeah.
Sorry, I meant the trait as not filled with murderous Fremen.
I love that trait.
I meant for this scene, maybe.
I guess, so in the kind of narrative sense, Janice taking advantage of knowledge he had otherwise about a siege that was close by.
You scouted this area
I'm
yesterday.
Pronouncing that word right,
aren't
siege. I?
Yeah.
Siege.
Yeah.
Siege?
Siege.
Yeah. Siege. To besiege.
That's close by. Checks to confirm that our Fremen has not gone there.
You see no signs of his passage.
With clarity of vision that's not the case, he's able to return to the place where it will be, which is where he will be, it's presumed, which is the water cache in the hidden one, and bringing with him momentum, energy, focus.
Yeah.
A deliberate sense of purpose, a knowledge that he's here. I'll make my way in my thopter over to the hidden water cache.
And an extra soldier, which is good.
Yeah.
My lady.
Yes.
Should we not wait for backup?
I believe if it is Auron, then he needs to be dealt with, and that we have those skills amongst us now.
Of course, of course.
With my communinet, would I be able to like link into kind of like Saba and Janice's?
You can talk to them at any point, yeah.
Yes. We are in the hidden siege.
My lady, I will say with almost certainty that he is there.
Yes. I doubt that he has company, so I believe we will be able to deal with the problem.
Considering his actions and his nature, I would get there as soon as possible. It is likely that he is aiming to despoil the waters.
Yes.
Can you not wait? I am not that far behind.
Then you will catch up.
Clicks out. He huffs and he clicks out. You hear like a renewed like and then clicks out.
I think as well, normally she would wait, but maybe it's fun to.
It's like you're like a more bad tempered Duncan Idaho. I really like that. He's like all jovial and happy. You're all like in my mind you kind of look and function kind of similarly.
Except no hair.
I need to look at who this is.
Jason Momoa.
It's Jason Momoa.
Oh, thank you. I've seen
you. You've described him as no hair, though, so it's bold Jason Momoa.
So it's like Nega Momoa.
Yeah, he's
Johnny is a different word just for our listeners.
The anti-Momoa.
Got it.
Sorry, Scott Pilgrim reference.
Yes.
No, I can just imagine the iTunes algorithm the translators automatically changing that.
Changing that, yeah.
I think she's out for blood.
So you proceed into the darkness?
Yeah, look, I've made stupid decisions before. I'll do it again.
Watch me.
You've got three momentum, you're fine.
I also think she's got the skills necessary.
You couldn't voice him. He's not really much of a threat to you.
We will push on.
As you wish. Proceed into the darkness, and after a few twists and turns, the passage opens into a cavern. But it is like a museum, a mausoleum, a place that long ago had a community, had life, but now all is covered in the ubiquitous dust. But your keen eyes, even after these many, many years, discerned that the final moments of this place were violent. Things are broken, overturned, even under their banks of built-up sand, and dark stains spatter the walls in various places. The community, or what's left, or the remnants of it, surround a point of focus, a place where a depression leads, and the water of the Siege is stored underground in a natural cistern. Movements you make here, creaking of your stillsuit, echo.
Do I see any trace of recent activity? No movement in the sand and the dust?
Make me a discipline roll.
Okay. Can my scouts help me?
Yeah, you could have him make it if it's better. He has a scouting specialty as well.
I assume. Has anyone been here recently?
He's got 2d20s plus your helping.
Yeah.
So he gets 3d20s. He has specialties. That's 1, 2. He seems unsure at first. There, my lady. Dust has been disturbed. The steps are careful, but someone has come this way.
And where are they leading? Where are they coming toward us?
They go towards the cistern in the center of the settlement.
Then that's where we will go.
A voice echoes. Why have you come here?
Is it Oren's voice?
Yes.
Ah. Why do you think you left? And per our agreement, we are working together, no?
I gave you what you wanted. This place. I come and go as I please. Arrakis belongs to the Fremen. You only visit here.
Our men do not belong to you, Oren. What of Marcus?
Marcellus?
Fuck.
So, as a point of note, we've named our soldiers.
Hmm.
And Marcellus is not one of them.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you'd named every single soldier.
No,
so.
We only had three, we named all three.
Okay.
Which means that Marcellus was a scout. Which means that Sean took a soldier and a scout with him to explore the desert. And then Ellen took a scout with her and a pilot. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So
it all works out.
That's fine. Yeah.
But Marcellus was a scout.
All right. I'd much rather just leave that explanation we just made in there, because that'll make more sense than having to go in and retread everything.
No, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It doesn't make a huge difference.
No, exactly. No, so what you've just done there makes great sense. So thank you. Yeah, so I've got a scout and a soldier.
You do.
All right. Well,
and I don't have a scout.
Yeah, and you're
a soldier. Right.
But you're a good scout yourself.
I am.
So for our purposes, can you just assign us who we have?
Yeah, sure.
I think I have
it
here.
Idea.
Sure.
Pilots. I only have Paris listed.
Yeah, Paris was, I believe, my pilot.
Yep.
From memory. But, I mean, he's actually with you, Ellen, because I sent him with you, because he knew the site. We have Alexis, who stayed behind to guard our doctor.
Yep.
He and the doctor have probably come with us, and it's because we need every able body.
Mm.
So they're with me.
Yep.
Just for ease. Then we have Tarkus.
Tarkus, yep.
And we have
Orion.
So Tarkus is with Sean.
That makes sense, because I think I've used Tarkus before.
Mm-hmm. And Orion is with me, and Alexis is with Ellen.
So who's my other person?
And you have another scout with you. Who just doesn't have a name. Ellen, you have a scout with you.
We have names for our scouts.
Oh, do we?
Helps. Ike and Levi.
And Marcus?
Yeah, Marcellus.
Marcellus now, yeah.
Okay, well, Ellen, you can have Ike, and Sean, you can have...
Levi.
Levi.
So I've got Levi and Tarkus.
Tarkus.
Levi and Tarkus.
Yeah.
And I have Paris and...
Orion.
Levi is my scout, and Tarkus is my soldier.
Yep. Makes sense. Everyone's happy with who they've got?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
Your pilot's still in the ornithopter with it ready to go, by the way. So it's just you and Orion down here.
What of Marcellus?
Unfortunate. He came across me taking my share of the water.
I see.
I am honouring him. Come. See.
I think I will maybe, make a motion for Orion to still follow me, but stay back.
A nod.
I go forth and approach Orion.
Near the edge of the natural cistern, which has been capped by large ornate stone, is a device. It appears from the outside to be almost like a coffin, a flat slab, somewhere between, say, a coffin and a mortuary table. A slab that can slide in and then be covered.
Mm.
And on this slab is a body wrapped tightly in a white sheet. And Oren stands nearby. He's about to operate some simple controls on the machine. It is definitely technological, but it has a kind of stone-hewn aesthetic to it. Feels kind of built from the rocks itself. Do you want to make an easy understand roll?
Yeah.
Level 1 understand roll, difficulty 1 understand roll. Currently sitting on 3 momentum.
That's right.
Understand?
Yeah, understand what he's doing, what this is, for me to tell you more information.
I'm just trying to think of what drive is powering this.
Well, exhibiting knowledge of his culture would give you power over him.
Yeah, it's a delicate little situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm just trying to gather all the resources yes. I can.
Showing you know about his secret ritual would probably give you power. So I would probably say power is the best one.
I think she's also just curious as yes, well. But yeah. It's more just like curious about him rather yes. than what's actually going on here. Cool. Understand?
Just difficulty 1.
Oh, that'll be a success at 4.
Okay. One yeah. success. This is a death still. So every drop of water is precious, especially that which resides in the body. When Fremen die, they are wrapped up and quickly taken to a death still, where their water is extracted and put into the supply for the whole tribe to use. And that is what Marcellus is being inserted into. I don't know how much Janus has told you about the Jakarutu, but he has knowledge of the particular significance of this death still, which is that they murdered their fellow Fremen and stole their water, which is why the tribe that he belongs to is taboo, and this place is a tomb.
What is exactly Oren's agreement with us?
That he would show us where the water is and that he serves the house.
Mm-hmm.
He's a retainer for the house.
Yeah.
The specifics of that don't have to be negotiated as a business contract because he's under the employment of the house. We can tell him whatever we need him to do.
But he's not like super loyal to you guys.
Yeah, we noticed that.
Yeah, that much is clear.
Oh, he's shocker.
Been somewhat of an opportunist always.
Yes.
Throughout your dealings with him.
How to play this? How to play this?
Saba knows how he's going to play it, so if you're going to make a decision before he comes in.
Yeah. What? Sorry. He saw you taking your share of the water?
Yes.
And thus you acted?
He disagreed that this was mine to take. It escalated. I drew my knife. The rest was inevitable.
I see.
You have others. Is this one so precious to you?
You would think that someone of a clan that took every resource from their fellows, you would think you would understand the importance of every single resource. No?
I understand.
Then you would think you would honor and value that.
Did I not tell you? I am honoring and valuing him.
No, you didn't. You fled to this siege.
I come and go as I please. I do not flee. This is my home. Saba, you arrive at the cave entrance. You're a couple of minutes out.
I'm a couple of minutes away.
Yeah. And Janus, your ornithopter makes landing next to the other two.
This cannot be borne. You cannot insult my house.
No insult given. I do not understand you off-worlders.
You took one of my men. You took his water. You did not...
Water that you will use and defile in stripping our planet of spice. So, it all comes back to you in the end.
Yes, it does. I want to use the voice, guys.
Oh, go for it.
Like, I think he has to die.
Okay.
And I want to tell him to drop his Chris knife.
So, how do the mechanics of the voice work?
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like it's a little bit more bound in the actual talent itself. But I can give you threat to score an auto amount of auto successes on a communicate, which I guess I'm taking that to mean I can order him to do something.
Yes. And I'll say it's this difficult and you can spend threat to just...
To auto success.
How much threat do you have to spend?
Add 1, 2, or 3 threat to score same amount of auto success.
Okay. So...
Which I'm assuming means I can still roll, but then I can also add the threat.
You can guarantee successes and then roll to do the excess.
It means that in circumstances where a character would never do something, you just make it happen.
Yeah.
Let me out of this jail. Okay.
Yeah.
Stab yourself.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I thought of something cooler, but it's too late now.
When he says it all comes back to you in the end, you say yes, and the words hover between you for a moment. And his hand drifts towards the knife on his belt as he assesses that you will not back down and that you mean for him to die. Leave this place. You have what you want. I will leave the water here be.
I won't have what I want until you and the insult you bore to my house are gone.
He draws his knife.
Drop it.
Your voice pitches and reverberates in an unearthly way. He makes a discipline roll.
I'll just give a thumbs up to Sean.
He takes that to like drop it like a dance move.
Drop it like it's hot.
And he's using faith. It's not that, not that high for a outcast. Cool. I'm going to give him.
Yeah, spend your threat.
Threat. To add 2 difficulty. So 3 difficulty. He did not roll well.
Question. Because you know how we can give you threat or spend momentum?
Yeah.
Can you give us momentum or do you only have threat at your disposal?
I can't give you momentum.
Okay, so you can't do exactly the opposite.
No.
Cool.
I can just arbitrarily give myself threat though. I can say this situation is dangerous. I get threat.
Yep, cool.
So 3 or
yes.
Up.
Now with the voice, can I like roll first and then add the threat? It doesn't say.
What exactly does it say?
It says you may use voice whenever you speak to someone else, although you must be able to observe them for a short while beforehand, and
that's
they must
fine.
Be able to hear you speak.
Yep.
When you use voice, you may add 1, 2, or 3 points to threat to score the same number of automatic successes on any communicate test made to influence your chosen target. The greater the number of automatic successes, the more overt your use of voice, which others may notice.
Before. You have to decide how strong you're going on the voice.
Oh, okay.
You decide how much voice you're going for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't make the roll and then...
Back off,
and then back off on the voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't need to be as strong. It doesn't work like that. Yeah.
So... That would be 1 threat for the first success.
Yeah, you can buy an automatic one.
Yeah.
He says you can buy use 1, 2, or 3 threat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could give Phil 3 threat.
You
could
give me 3
win.
Threat and
okay,
win.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was using the same thing of like...
No, it says 1, 2, or 3 threat. Yeah. So you can just literally 1 to 1. It's super powerful.
I'm not... He knows what's up. It's 3. Sorry, guys.
No, that's fine.
His fingers open of their own accord. And the Chris knife falls to the ground, bounces in the dust. Saba appears at the entrance to the settlement. Orion directs you silently towards your lady. Janus, are you coming in?
Oh, yeah.
You arrive at the cave entrance at this point. Ellen. He drops the knife. It bounces in the dust. He stares at you as the voice reverberates around his head.
I think I can sense that Saba is in.
Saba's coming in like a bull.
Yeah, without needing to take my eyes off Oren.
Yep.
I want to look him in the eyes. Saba, please.
Saba has not broken his stride. Saba keeps going forward past Lady Disha, eyes on Oren. As he keeps moving forward, he just looks at Oren as he's moving and says,
I told you. Not to make a mistake again.
He walks forward. In a fell swoop, he's going to pick up the Chris knife and go to slash Oren straight across the throat with his own knife.
He is going to make a battle roll.
One success.
This is straight up power. This is going to be power in battle. A Chris knife counts as a short blade.
Yes, you have a focus. Yep.
So I've got my focus sure of short blade that I'm going to use.
Sure do.
So that's 2d20s at the moment, I believe. That can go under 13. Do we still have momentum left? We do.
Three. I'm looking
three,
the wrong spot.
And I have three threat, which is good reminder. I'm going to make it a difficulty two.
Cool. I'm going to use two momentum to go to 4d20s.
First one costs one, second one costs two.
That's right.
Mm. You could use it.
Are people okay with me using the momentum?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, if you smash it, you get the momentum back.
That's right. 4d20s to this, and I want to get under 13s to get my crits.
No, under whatever your focus number is.
Oh, yes, that's right. So that is going to be number. Under eight, rather.
Under eight.
I'll remember one day. Oh, my God. Okay, so that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes. I got a 2, a 5, a 5, and a 12. So even the 12 is under.
So it's 5 momentum.
Yeah.
Even after the 2.
Yeah.
So
he cowers before you. You scoop the Chris knife from the sand.
There is no silence. You can hear the stomping of his boots as he beelines forward. Lady Disha says, Saba, please. He does not break his stride, eyes boring into Orin.
I told you not to make another mistake.
And he drops to one knee, scoops his hand down, picks up the blade, and without missing a beat, with all the power in his left arm, he slashes across the throat. With his right hand, he grabs the side of his head and uses his left hand to slash across the throat.
His hands go to his throat. I die here like my father's father. As it should be.
His hand goes slack and crimson gore just pours down his chest.
And Saba unceremoniously just throws his head to the ground and just allows his whole body to thwump unapologetically to the floor.
He dies.
This is where blind faith leads.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
Sorry, that was my laptop.
Discord mods.
I've logged in.
I've got a call from Duke Leto. Hang on.
Sorry, Dune Cord was on. Yeah.
Hang on. Sorry.
So sorry,
yes,
guys.
Yes, Duke, you are very handsome.
I forgot to mute my
laptop. Your beard is excellent.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.